Folks, we're finishing out the show with our inbox. We have Candace Waters here to answer a question from one of you. Hey, Candace.
Hi, Lisa. Great to be with you.
Great to have you here during my favorite month of the year, just being honest.
Well, it's my birthday month.
It is my birthday month. Oh, my goodness. Birthday buddies. All right. Well, that is fantastic. So we've talked a little bit about this topic in the past, but a listener just straight up asked us a question about sharing hotel rooms with the opposite sex. So here's what they have to say. I listened to a podcast where Candace, that's you, Candace, addressed the issue of sharing a hotel room with someone you're dating. While I agree with her assessment that this isn't right, I'm wondering what your advice would be for friends staying overnight in a hotel room with people of the opposite sex. A guy I'm interested in came to visit in my hometown with friends, and because of the group dynamics, it made sense for him to stay in a room with two other women. There were no other unmarried guys along on this trip. I'm not really sure what to think of that decision. Do you think that them sharing a room is a red flag, or is it okay because they're just friends and it's the three of them all with separate beds?
Oh, my heavens. It is a red flag. And I am so thankful that she sees the wisdom in the earlier answer I gave about why she shouldn't share a hotel room with a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And honestly, almost all, if not all, of those reasons apply to the situation as well. So for the Christian, for the believer, we know from Scripture that we are to make no provision for the flesh. Romans 13 tells us that. And we know that we're supposed to avoid even the appearance of evil. And it's twofold. It's because in situations that can appear evil, it's likely that we will be tempted to do evil. But also it's for the sake of the consciences of other believers. They will see these things and think ill of you, think the worst of you, think that you are walking into temptation. I can't imagine how it would feel, though, for her as the girlfriend, for her boyfriend to come pick her up for their date. And she says, so how was it last night with those two women you stayed with? I mean, it's just, from a common sense standpoint, it just, the answer screams to me, no, don't do it, it's foolish. Mm-hmm. From a propriety standpoint, it lacks all wisdom. There is no privacy in a hotel room. You know, it's summertime, we're traveling this month with our kids, we have to get two hotel rooms because there are six of us, but even with two hotel rooms, there's no privacy. And so it just breaks down all the barriers of modesty and decorum and dignity between men and women that as believers we are commanded to have with one another, to relate in absolute purity with one another. And we do it not primarily so that we don't fall into sexual sin, although that is a huge part of it, but fundamentally, this is a matter of honoring the Lord with our bodies. Mm-hmm. We know from Scripture that we were bought with a price, and the price was Christ's blood, his death on the cross. And so we are told, glorify God with your body. And one of the ways we glorify God is by treating members of the opposite sex with modesty and dignity and propriety and purity. And it's impossible to do that if you are sharing a space where you have one bathroom, where you have, you're sleeping beside each other. And there are not hotel rooms I'm aware of where there are three twin beds, you know, three mm-hmm. separate beds. Mm-hmm. But even if there were, it is such an intimate space. Mm-hmm. And she recognizes that because she recognizes it would be wrong to do it with her boyfriend. But it is just as wrong for unrelated single men and women to sleep in the same room together in a hotel, to travel that way. And I would just pitch out to her, the solution to this is not find an extra $250 for the hotel or whatever it would cost. The solution is go to your church family who are there to build you up and encourage you in the faith and to help you walk in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ and say, hey, can one of the families in this church have, you know, does anyone have a spare room where my friend can stay this weekend? That's the solution. Find him an alternative to this hotel room and then see how he handles that. If he says, oh, no, it's fine, that's a huge red flag. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he would say, you are so right, and I'm sorry I even considered that, and I see now the lack, you know, the folly of that. Thank you for being sensitive to the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. And I just think if it's one of those situations where you know you have to explain and over-explain the situation, that just shows the wisdom of steering clear from it anyway. I mean, this is clearly, I mean, it's something, even if everyone, you know, 90% of the people, even believers, thought this was okay, this is clearly, it's offensive. I mean, it's a, you know, to some people are going to have questions about it. Some people are going to wonder. You don't know what unbelievers in your sphere are thinking. You don't know what the guy in this situation is thinking. Absolutely. I mean, it's just, again.
Well, and the rule of thumb, Lisa, is if you wouldn't do it with him, if you were married to someone else, you shouldn't do it with him when you're single.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Candace, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, folks, that's it for this week's show. Do hop over to our blog and give your comment on what you think about any of these segments that have come up. We would love to hear your feedback. Also, be sure to share the show with your friends so that they have the opportunity to learn from this as well and be part of the conversation. That is it for this week's show. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.